We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Well, welcome to a Thirsty Thursday on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Thank you so much for joining us as we live stream from the Beach Bunker in the center of North America, Brandon, Canada. Hope you're having a good Thursday so far. We're going to have some coffee, we're going to have some beach time, and of course we're going to have some fun. Starting the show off this morning will be a bit of a serious conversation about Liam Payne. Of course, that's the big news this morning. The former singer of One Direction is gone at just 31 years old. We've got some late-breaking details on the investigation into his death. There was a lot circulating on the internet this morning about that. Holy cow. We'll try and separate the wheat from the chaff, you know what I mean? Truth from fiction. Also, the Menendez brothers. If you've been following the events involving the Menendez brothers, you already know they could be out by Christmas time. Now, Netflix has been taken over by the Menendez brothers. How many documentaries are we up to now? 51, 52, they've got the Menendez Monsters show. They've got the Menendez brothers on audio tape. They've got the behind the scenes look into the investigation of the Menendez brothers, the Menendez brothers family Christmas special, and a whole lot of other shows going on. But no, it looks like they could be out by Christmas. We've got the details on that because they had a massive press conference yesterday in Los Angeles with some family members who have said that they shouldn't be in jail. They should be out. And we'll take a look at that this morning. Also, what is going on Canadian beaches? Now, locally, we've been concerned about zebra mussels, but in the ocean, there's some weird blobs that are showing up. Weird blobs. It kind of resembles pancake batter with chocolate chips. Maybe someone is dumping pancake batter into the ocean? Also, the everyday activities that were once considered illegal. Subway sandwiches making news this morning. They are launching a new product. They call it the spiciest sandwich in the history of the world. We'll have to see about that. That was quite the shock. And, I mean, One Direction, their music is not all that old. This is not a classic rocker that died. This is not somebody who has been around for a long time. It's a very young person. The world of entertainment is very upset at the circumstances.
The 31-year-old international superstar fell from a hotel balcony in Argentina. Tonight, fans are gathering to remember him. Payne shot into the spotlight in 2010 when One Direction competed on the British version of the reality TV series The X Factor, becoming one of the most successful boy bands of all time.
When the group separated in 2015, Payne launched a solo career and was working on a new album at the time of his death. Our team coverage begins with Sandra Mitchell with the latest on the investigation. Sandra?
Sharon, Micah, no official cause of death, but tonight the security minister of Buenos Aires has said that Liam Payne threw himself from the balcony. It was a 130-foot drop, and Payne died there at the...
Okay, and you know, before we continue with this, I do want to let you know that there is some content involving viewer discretion is advised here. Okay, same with the audio audience here. Okay, it's important to mention that. It's also important to note that there is a lot of really disturbing stuff floating around the internet today, pictures and video. You will not be seeing this. This is just the latest in the investigation, which appears to be pretty straightforward here, but it doesn't make it any less disturbing, okay? It's a pretty straightforward investigation, disturbing, and this report goes more into remembering him for the entertainer that he was.
Seen just as police arrived to reports of a man possibly under the influence destroying his hotel room. An anguished crowd swaying and singing. Hundreds gathered outside the Argentinian hotel where singer Liam Payne plunged to his death.
How many nights does it take to count the stars?
Tonight, police combing his hotel room, talking to witnesses. Investigators say an autopsy could help them understand what happened in the moments before Payne fell or jumped from a third-floor balcony. We're still in shock, this fan said. It's difficult to accept it. We're trying to process it.
A lovely day here in Argentina. This is the breakfast table.
I'm just eating an orange.
Just enjoying coffee and breakfast, even though it's like...
This is one of the last Snapchats that he put on the internet. And this was just a few hours before the incident happened, earlier in the day.
1 p.m.
In his last Snapchat post, the 31-year-old appeared relaxed, talking about his vacation in South America. But there are reports that just minutes before his death, police were called to the hotel in Buenos Aires. A report that a man was aggressive and possibly under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
I was having a drink, and then I was like, you know what, this just isn't serving me at all. I don't really need this right now. So
Payne had been candid about his substance abuse in this 2023 YouTube post. He talked about his time in rehab.
And I haven't picked one up since, which has almost been 6 months, which I'm excited about. It's good. It's good to be in this position. And then, yeah, I definitely don't need those things anymore. Party's over.
And he seemed excited about going back on tour.
Am I scared? Yes, a little bit, because it's kind of the only bit performing that I haven't road tested in this new frame of mind, and not having anything to lean on does sound quite daunting, but I'm sure I'll be fine.
Social media tonight lit up with tributes for the 31-year-old. Good grief, what a shocking tragedy, said fellow Brit Pierce Morgan. From Paris Hilton, so upsetting to hear the news of Liam Payne passing, sending love and condolences. And from DJ and music producer Zed, RIP Liam, I can't believe this is real. Absolutely heartbreaking. So far, there have been no public posts or tributes from Payne's former bandmates in One Direction. Cher, back to you.
All right, Sandy, thank you. And Payne will be remembered as one of five members of One Direction, one of the most successful boy bands of all time that captured the hearts of young fans during their five-year run. Payne was also a father, son, and brother. KTLA's Doug Kolk takes a look back.
Get ready for some music memories, music memories.
Well, Liam was certainly persistent. He knew he had a talent, and he pursued it until he got to the top. 2010 to 2015, they took the world by storm, belting out hit after hit, many of which were penned by Liam Payne.
I remember playing those on the radio.
He was born in 1993 in England. His first introduction to show business was at 12 years old in the local theater production. At 14, he auditioned for popular British reality series X Factor. And lost, only to make another appearance 2 years later. Although this time there was a master plan with his talents. To put him with Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Louis Tomlinson, and Zayn Malik.
That's what makes you beautiful.
1D, as they would become known, would go on to be one of the best-selling boy groups of all time.
Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone.
Liam's time in One Direction, although successful, was short, as the band only lasted 5 years before disbanding.
The story of my life, I take her home.
Each member carrying on a rather successful solo career.
Trying to get in the club, they want a CID. Want me to wear nice shoes and a TIE.
It was also around this time where Liam started dating Cheryl Cole, the same person who judged him on The X Factor years prior. The two dated for 3 years and had a child together.
Yeah, I got money on my mind.
Liam had announced plans for a sophomore album, however, the album never quite saw the light.
Apparently, there was a documentary, too, that was ready to come out.
Liam's body was found Wednesday, three stories below his Buenos Aires hotel balcony.
The story of my life.
The singer was 31 years old.
Very, very sad stuff. Far too young. And again, he was a father and a son and a brother. And I think that it is really important when we're talking about this to also make sure that, you know, everybody is doing good. I wanted to share this link that apparently is not going to work for me now, but there are mental health resources available. It's important that if you are in need of help, that you reach out. Again, the investigation into his death continues this morning. There is a lot of speculation, innuendo, rumors and stuff floating around on the internet. It's important to wait until all the facts come in, but people, you know, I mean, people aren't like that. We like to scroll and see, and I've seen some stuff that's very disturbing. So if you got small kids, just maybe peek over their shoulder a little bit, because there is some pretty disturbing stuff that is making the rounds on the internet, and, you know, not good at all for little eyes. Okay. Hey, today is Credit Union Day. I want to say, Happy Credit Union Day to our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. They are one of our sponsors here at the Tyler Glenn Show. And Sunrise Credit Union is an amazing cooperative bank of 19 fantastic locations across southwestern Manitoba. And all those locations are offering today coffee and cookies, pork on a bun. Every location is offering something different. Check out my Facebook page, Tyler Glenn on Facebook. Actually, check out Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You'll see all the different locations, 19 of them, all the goodies they're going to be offering today. And we thank you for that, and thank you for your sponsorship, Sunrise Credit Union. I'll also take the opportunity to thank Co-ops of Westmount. It's Co-op Week. It's Credit Union Day. It's Co-op Week. And Co-ops of Westmount, also a sponsor on the show. And we couldn't make the show happen without them. We do Taste It Tuesdays every week, where we try a new product, a Co-op Gold product, let you know what it tastes like, and introduce you to some new stuff that's available at your local co-op. And right now, you could win 10 grand for you and 10 grand for a community project you got going on with the Together We Win contest. Togetherwewin.crs is the website to go to. Again, togetherwewin.crs. Spend $50 at the food store or gas bar. Upload your receipt. You're entered to win. 10 grand for you, 10 grand for the community. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, your headquarters for all kinds of fun at Riding Mountain National Park at Clear Lake. This past weekend, they had a super successful musical performance, the Waylon and Willie and their Highwaymen tribute, a concert that took place along with a nice buffet they had going on. You know what? They've got live entertainment at the Elkhorn basically all month long through the month of October, especially at the Buffalo Bar. So if you're up at Riding Mountain National Park, Elkhorn Resort, check that out, because they've got some really good entertainment. And of course, they've got specials as well on the Stay and Soak, Relax and Unwind. One and two night packages available for you to spend the night and get a special discount on those Clarso Nordic Spa passes. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. You can also follow them on their social media channels. Okay, to the Menendez brothers. And late breaking news, will they be released from prison before Christmas? Have you been watching the stuff on Netflix? We're going to take a look at that in just a second. First, I want to remind you that time is running out for you to get your Halloween gear from our friends at Tim Hortons. These Timbit glow-in-the-dark buckets, $10.99. They come with Timbits in them at select locations. And the reason that is because some locations may have run out. Glow-in-the-dark tumblers are available for Halloween. They've got ghost mugs available. They are the hottest merchandise at retail food. Is the Halloween collection from Tim Hortons. And just as they're doing that, they're introducing the $1.50 pack of hockey cards. So kids got to get in on those. You've been seeing the Sidney Crosby
stuff all over the place. He is he was a Timbit hockey player once upon a time. And so you can get the Tim Hortons hockey cards at your favorite Tim Hortons location in Western Manitoba for a limited time. And they've got some special meetups coming up in November. And yesterday, I had the Rosé Chicken Flatbread Pizza. I can tell you it's got a very serious Italian taste. And I was thinking of Lindy right away because they call it the Spicy Rosé Flatbread Pizza. And it's not all that spicy, okay? It's got some spice, but it's like an Italian spice. It's like, oh, this is nice. Little hint of oregano and tomato. And, you know, it's like a bite of Italy, not a bite of Mexico, where you'd go, that's spicy stuff. The Frank's Red Hot Flatbread Pizza, when they had it, that had some good kick to it. So don't be scared of the rosé, the spicy, you don't need to be scared about that. Anyway, and they got them two for $12 right now at your favorite Tim Hortons in Western Manitoba, and you've got 10 to choose from, of course, in Brandon, Verdun, Nipawin, Dauphin, and Moosomin. 31 Timbits, got one in Regina. Oh, you cheated. You went to Regina, where they, oh, yeah, they might have had a few more. Yes, that's true. You could always do that. You could always step out of the area to get some of those gear. Although, if you are in the area, check with them before you do that, you know, to make sure that they had run out. Starts today. Save the tax event at Leon's Furniture Superstore. Even on sale prices, nobody likes tax except Justin. He likes tax. We don't like tax. So you save the tax on select furniture, mattresses, three-piece major appliance packages. And again, that's even on the sale prices. Now, this is just for a limited time. There is no tax. Tax-free shopping. It's a tax-free zone at Leon's Furniture Superstore. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Rush on in there and you get this save the tax discount when you go shopping with our friends at Leon's. And a quick reminder that this weekend, the toys and collectible sales coming fast. Oh, man. On Friday, we're going to have to talk about some of those toys that we had in the past. Cabbage Patch dolls, Lincoln Log sets, the Simon Says game. Remember that? All your favorite toys of the 70s, 80s, 90s, Y2K. It's all at the Clarion Hotel in Brandon this Sunday from 11 until 4. Wear a vintage shirt to the show and be entered into a free draw. Admission is just $2, and under 16, you get in for free. Again, that's this Sunday at the Clarion. It's the Vintage Toys and Collectibles Show and Sale in Brandon. To the Menendez brothers now, they could be out of prison in time for Christmas. Is there nothing that Netflix can't do? A couple of documentaries, a couple of crazy specials about the horrendous murders that occurred in 1989. These guys shot their parents, but it is coming to light now that these kids endured what is alleged to be some pretty serious abuse allegations, and other family members apparently knew this was going on.
Under a new California law, the courts can decide that if a prisoner has been rehabilitated and paid their debt to society, they can be resentenced to a lesser punishment. Now,
and so that's what could happen in this case. They could be sentenced to a lesser, and the sentence would be manslaughter, which is another term for what many would say is a justifiable homicide. Not that it's ever justified, but it's got an explanation to as to why it occurred, and therefore is a much lesser charge, which is why they would be released from prison.
Whatever the decision is, either way, this family is just hoping that these brothers will be freed and home in time for the holidays.
Lyle and Eric have already paid a heavy price. Discarded by a system that failed to recognize their pain.
30 family members on both Lyle and Eric Menendez's mother's and father's side held a press conference in front of downtown LA's criminal courts building, asking for the brothers to be released from prison.
When I think about the pain and suffering they endured, it breaks my heart to know that the system failed them so profoundly. They tried to protect themselves the only way they knew how.
Lyle and Eric have been behind bars for nearly 35 years after murdering their wealthy parents, Jose and Kitty, in 1989 inside the family's Beverly Hills mansion. They were sentenced to life without the possibility of parole.
Like so many others, I struggled to process the events of that fateful August day and the loss that I felt. Over time, it became clear that there were two other victims there on that day. My cousins, Lyle and Eric.
The majority of the brothers' family members have always felt the brothers acted in self-defense after suffering a lifetime of sexual abuse and should have been found guilty of manslaughter and not murder.
Their father's abuse shattered their lives and the family's lives, and the courts failed them.
The brothers' attorneys filed a habeas petition last year based on new evidence supporting the brothers' claims of sexual abuse by their father. A letter Eric apparently wrote to a cousin before the killings about his father molesting him, and a declaration by a member of the boy band Menudo that Jose had raped him. Their attorneys also recently filed a resentencing petition based on new California law and asked the courts to resentence them if they feel they've paid their debt to society and have been rehabilitated.
And that is where we're at. So we're just waiting for a decision. Mark Garagos, I mean, this guy is like attorney to the stars. Can you imagine how much money this guy has? He has represented so many high-profile cases. This is, they're going to be out quickly. They, and you know, if you did see the documentary, you see that the judge didn't allow the abuse allegations even to be part of a second trial for the brothers. And it had a lot to do with the O.J. Simpson case and the fact that O.J. Simpson was released after being charged with the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and her boyfriend, or her friend, and this need for justice. And so the courts, they kind of, it appears, got railroaded. It appears, if you've seen the documentary and you believe what is out there on it. Anyway, we'll continue to watch that. It is so heavily talked about. It is such a hot topic on the social media channels. I'll tell you, everything from TikTok to X, people are talking about the Menendez brothers and how they need to be released. And of course, they've got some celebrity backers, I guess it were, like Kim Kardashian is involved, and she has been involved in some high profile cases to get some celebrities released from prison. So she's behind this as well, along with a couple others. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Also want to wait and see what happens with Subway sandwiches. Apparently they are out with a new product, spiciest sandwiches in their history, in an effort to give a bit of a punch to some business here. It is the dish made with flour, salt, water, and eggs. Pretty easy to make. It's a staple in so many countries. It comes in all kinds of shapes, colors, comes with or without cream sauce. Sometimes comes with tomato sauce. Let's talk pasta. What is your favorite pasta? What do you like to eat? Ribbons? Do you like tubes? Do you like lasagna? Do you like fettuccine? Do you like old-fashioned spaghetti and meat sauce? There is nothing like a heaping, helping full of pasta. This is my favorite. Is it lasagna? Nope. Spaghetti and meatballs? Nope. I could go face down in a plate of this any day of the week. If I'm at a barbecue, if you're having me over to your barbecue and you've got this out on the picnic table, and all of a sudden, where did Tyler go? And where is our bowl of macaroni salad? We've lost the macaroni salad and we've lost Tyler. That's because he took off with the macaroni salad and he's in his car. He's in his car. Eating the macaroni salad. So what is your favorite kind of pasta? Are you a linguine person? Rick says chicken spaghetti. Okay. I'm not sure. Chicken and spaghetti. I don't think I've ever had that. Janine. Oh, she even took a picture of her fettuccine Alfredo that she recently made with a little side of Caesar salad. Ooh, with some shrimp on there. That looks good, Janine. Very nice. Happy pasta day. Looking good. Kind of pasta. MJ says best restaurant pasta, baked three cheese tortellini with bread ties from Pizza Express. I don't think I have ever ordered pasta from a pizza place. My wife does sometimes, though. She does Santa Lucia. We've done Pizza Hut, too, sometimes. If I'm going to get pizza, I'm getting pizza. Corey says, good old-fashioned KD. Now, have you ever made Kraft dinner with whipping cream instead of milk? If you would like to be sent to the moon, if you would like to taste the creamiest, most incredible pasta and likely good to consume if you are an Olympic swimmer or you exercise a lot and you are in need of a high caloric intake, you might want to try a little bit of whipping cream in your Kraft dinner and sprinkle in some cheddar cheese. And are you ready to go to the moon? You're going to go to the moon. Your brain is going to go, whoa, what is going on here? That is the way to elevate your KD in quick fashion. Now, again, it's a good idea that you, even me, the guy who likes the deep-fried cheese curds, I am not, it's too many carbs and too much fat. Even I have limits. I've tried it. It is friggin' amazing. I've had one forkful. I had to put it down. Security was called. They had to haul me away. Chad says he's good just with plain old spaghetti and meat sauce. MJ knows what I'm talking about. MJ uses 18% coffee cream in the KD. Oh, that's part of the addiction right there. That's a little bit better. I don't put a lot of milk in it, but my boys like some shredded cheese. Oh, the shredded cheese is excellent. That's a pretty common thing, and it's a somewhat healthier thing than putting whipping cream. Whipping cream is really the most unhealthy yet effective way to elevate any dish requiring milk. And Ukrainians have had this little secret for a good number of years. If you've ever had a dish called petishke, they take dill and whipping cream, and what they do is they boil it. They boil some of the water out of it, so it just becomes literally just cream, just pure, damn, thick, delicious cream that goes on a, and it's like, you wonder why I can't fit on an airplane. You wonder, like, if you're boiling whipping cream, all the water is coming out of it, and what you're left with is cholesterol and the fat and all the goodness of the cream. It's going to be in your pasta, and that'll work with your fettuccine sauces as well and your cheesy KD. Quinn likes a little dollop of cheese whiz in his KD, the West End KD, he calls it, with a little bit of cheese whiz thrown in there. Had that, it's pretty good. Cheryl says salsa in her KD. We have a lot of KD eaters, so Corey is not alone. But is it your favorite pasta? Is KD really your favorite pasta? Dina likes lasagna. Cindy is a huge fan of ramen from the States, and it's pasta. True. I share that addiction with you, Cindy. I do. It's another one that's not good for you at all. High in salt, high in fat, but it's so good. It's so good. Michelle says, Michelle joins me with the macaroni salad, although the pesto chicken ganache at Frankie's Italian restaurant in Winnipeg is really amazing. How do you pronounce that? Ganache? Velma likes Parmesan noodles and bacon. Pastas on pasta day. And you know what goes good with pasta is garlic toast. Ooh, yeah. Garlic toast, fresh, squishy bread. You pull it apart. You see the steam coming out of it. It's so delicious, that beautiful bread. Kuiper's Family Bakery will take care of you, whether you're looking for garlic bread or you're going to make your own. Go and buy a fresh loaf. Then get your own butter. Put some fresh garlic in there. You are good to go. Or, this is good. I've had it with pasta and my soups, too, is their cheddar biscuits. Cheddar biscuits are excellent with chili, with soups, with pasta. Cheddar biscuits made with real cheddar cheese, available at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They've got so many awesome bread goodies at Kuiper's. Go in there and get a new favorite. Cinnamon rolls to cheese-infused breads, onion breads. They've got them, raisin bread, cinnamon buns. Kuiper's Family Bakery, Manitoba's favorite bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At Auto Fashion, scratches, dents, be gone. It's like it never even happened. People are still cleaning up from this summer's hail damage. And if you're one of those people, remember our friends at Auto Fashion. MPI and SGI accredited, Auto Fashion will take care of you. They'll get you a courtesy car. If they're processing your insurance claim, you'll even get a $50 restaurant gift card so you can go get some pasta at Auto Fashion. And don't forget, they do detailing too, but it's fine auto finishing. So the new car smell goes back. The gross garbage wrappers, pop bottle smell floating around in your vehicle will be gone when you visit our friends at Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion in Brandon. They also do ceramic coating on sports cars and vehicles that are not just a passion. They're an investment as well. 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's. And at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, you're helping out Helping Hand Samaritan House and some great organizations, Helping Hand Samaritan House and the Bear Clan. Every time you get an oil change at Murray's, they'll get you a multi-point inspection while they're showing you your filters. You'll be on your way ready for winter at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Pull up to those bays, get in, get out, be on your way at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Bizarre white blobs have appeared on beaches across Newfoundland, and nobody knows what the hell it is. It kind of looks like mashed potatoes mixed with some oregano or steak spice. Mashed potatoes and steak spice. And it's all over the beach, said one resident. These were in sizes ranging from a dinner plate right down to a toonie. But it's piles of this stuff. Environment and Climate Change Canada is currently investigating what they describe as a mystery substance. They have this is pretty wild. They've conducted several aerial, underwater, and manual surveys of the beaches to determine the extent of the substance and what the potential source might be. And as of right now, today, it's a mystery. The stuff just keeps washing up on the beach. In the beach bunker. And in the meantime, I want you to have an amazing Thursday. And we will circle back and do this again tomorrow. Yes, we will. I'll be back. Don't be sad. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. Have a great Thirsty Thursday. Keyboard Friday coming up tomorrow. And we'll do this all over again. So have an awesome Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye for now.